We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Out of the tackle at 25, cuts up field at the 15, at the 10, stiff arms a defender, to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown, touchdown Colorado.
On the Buffalo Sports Network from Learfield, this is Buffs Prime Time with Mike McIntyre, presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Now, live at Fate Brewing Company in Boulder, here is your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, once again, we welcome you into Fate Brewing Company here in Boulder. Always a great spot to swing on by before or after any CU sporting event. And right now, let me just say, it's good to be a Colorado Buffalo. The Buffs are 5-0, one of 11 undefeated teams in the country. The only team in the Pac-12, the only team west of the Mississippi, for goodness sakes, as the Buffs are number 18 in one pool, number 19 in the other, and heading off for the road for the first time at Pac-12 conference play on Saturday night. Another one of those 8:40 Mountain Time games. A late one as they take on USC at the Coliseum. We've got the head coach alongside, of course, for a couple of segments. We're also going to hear from Gary Bernardi, the tight ends coach, and Chris Bounds is going to join us as well before we wrap up the program here this afternoon. We go live to tape from 12:30 to 1:30 every Thursday. It airs at 7 o'clock on Thursday nights on the Colorado Football Network. 5-0. You just keep winning like crazy every week. It's nothing to this, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Our coaching staff is doing a phenomenal job with the young men, and our kids are vibrant, into it, passionate. They, true team camaraderie. It's really special to watch, and they're excited about playing this Saturday night in the Coliseum. There's no doubt about it.
Mike made a comment on Tuesday at the press conference. You were being asked about kind of the mentality of this team and what kind of holds them together, and that was a point of emphasis for you during the offseason.
Yes.
Build that brotherhood, and boy, every young man you talk to, by the way, it's the first thing they bring up. We taped with Nick Fisher yesterday for a pregame segment, and he was telling me, he says, this team is so together. He says, I'm a defensive back, and I'm hanging out with the offensive linemen. We're not normally supposed to do that.
Right.
But he says we all make a point to get together. But you made, an interesting observation. You said this is a unique team in that it's focused, it's dialed in, But yet there's relaxness about that attitude.
Yeah, they're a very focused team. They're a very physical team, but they're also very loose. Yeah. And I mean, not over the top, but they're just loose. Right. And they like each other. They go and you know, during the games, you see them having fun with each other on the sidelines. You see them cheering for each other, and then you see them if somebody does something wrong, they're not getting on each other. They're helping each other out. I see them in practice pushing each other, helping each other get better. So they're doing it all, and nobody kind of wears their feelings on their sleeve, so
sure.
to speak. They
yeah.
all realize where they're going and where they want to go. So it's been a lot of fun to coach.
As evidence of that, and I'm not going to ask you about Nate Lamming getting ejected yet, because I'll get in trouble again if I do that. But Mike got me pretty good after asking that in postgame. When Nate went out, and Drew Lewis after the game, we talked to Drew. Drew said to me on the air, he
That's
said,
like ask me asking if you were treated your wife.
I know. Okay. You don't do that. Yeah. There are things
or
you
did
don't
you like
have.
What she wore yesterday?
Yeah,
you know, same thing. You're going to be in trouble no matter what you say.
You got to be careful with those kind of questions. But Drew said, when Nate Lamming was ejected in a ballgame, Drew said, I took that personal. And I think that's what you're talking about,
right.
isn't it?
Yeah, exactly yeah. right. He was the next guy to step in with what we did. We had to move Carson Wells back outside. I mean, and have him there. They all just blink, go in, and go. They felt bad for Nate, for sure. You know, Nate's one of our best playmakers on defense, and yep. everybody knows it in the stadium, and everybody knows on our team. They didn't blink. They said, we're going to do this. Here we go. Boom. And they went running and played really well.
Yeah.
And so I was excited how they handled that. And you're right. And you know, and Drew took it personally, too, because last year he felt like he didn't play as good against the run against them mm-hmm. in that fourth quarter. And nobody had to say it to him. But he said, and he took it. And he said, hey, I'm going to play better this time. I'm going to help these guys out. And we're going to make sure we do well. And he played really well.
Nate told Neil Welk. Neil did a great story on Nate Lamming. And told Neil, he said, number one, it was excruciating sitting in the locker room having to watch that game on television. And he said, secondly, as he goes out there, I don't know if this means he's going to have a phenomenal game, but he said, I've got a game and a half's worth of effort I got to put out there on Saturday
yeah.
night.
No, he always gives great effort. He's yeah. he's a ball hawk. He's a really good player. And I keep always saying, and Neil kind of laughs every time I say, he finds the ball and he arrives in a bad mood.
Yes, he does.
You know, and
he's
a really good football player.
Yeah. And here you're talking about Carson Wells and Jonathan Van Deest.
Yep.
You know, when you lose some guys that are going to graduate after the season, you got some young linebackers that are really coming along there nicely for you.
Yeah, we do. We have some good young linebackers, and they're playing on special teams and playing on defense some. And, you know, Carson plays quite a bit at outside linebacker and is doing really well. And, you know, they're freshmen. You know, and Nate's only a sophomore, so it's good. We got a lot of freshmen and linemen in front of them, too, and sophomores.
One thing we talked about with this football team, and it's always fun sitting in the booth with Gary because he sees with those coaches' eyes. And early in the year, we talked about, let's see with this football team, when they have to run the football and everybody knows they're going to run the football, that's when you know if a team can really run the football.
Right.
In that fourth quarter of that game the other day, and this is a line that you've been, you know, juggling a little bit, the Buffaloes ate up not only 7 minutes and 10 seconds of the final drive, but 12 and a half minutes of the 15-minute fourth quarter.
Right.
That unit was outstanding in that second half.
Yeah, they were. They played really well, the offensive line, the running backs. Steven got us in the right calls and made some good crucial third down plays. And, it was really fun to watch. As we got 7 minutes and 10 seconds, I was thinking, okay, all right, here we go. We started clicking it off. And then, we were milking the clock, you know, yep. as we did it to keep in rhythm. And that Steven did a great job of handling the time clock and doing it. And so when we got after we threw the third down pass to Visca and got it down there, you know, I looked at the clock. It had 3:40 on it. So I knew that we were going to have to get another first down to put the game away. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there and lo and behold, on the second down, we get it, you know,
right.
and then it was over. So that was special. And Trayvon knew it, too. I mean, you could see he was running really hard, and he had come out because he was tired, and he went back in, and he realized, hey, if we get a first down,
yep.
and he did it. The offensive line did great blocking, but that power at the end of that one run there. I thought the most impressive play was about this after our first down when they stuffed the pile mm-hmm. And he pushed the pile forward for and we gained. It ended up being second and five instead of second and nine.
Yeah.
And the offensive line was pushing. They didn't give up. They just kept going. I don't know how he kept his feet going in there, but he did.
That was a second effort. That was third and fourth effort
by the time
he got there. Not that I'm questioning your math skills at all, okay? So I want to preface it by saying that. I want to get myself in trouble again.
Math skills.
When you're sitting there and you're trying to determine game circumstance, and are you having a conversation with anybody, or is that as the head coach, are you the one that's kind of sitting there and kind of playing it out in your head?
We meet as a staff on it all the time. We have a chart that we go by, a time chart. We have a two-point chart. We have when to take timeouts on defense. I have it all. We talk about it quite often, and we'll even find games like we do it today at 2:30. We'll find games that have been played this year that last week, and we'll kind of watch them and say, okay, how would we handle that time chart?
Interesting.
And then we talk about it. I'm talking to coaches upstairs and then that have a chart, and I'm talking to guys on the sidelines. We're going over and double checking. I said, hey, okay, if we get under this, well, here we go. They got one timeout. We're talking it all through all the time. And we have some magic numbers you hit that if they don't have any timeouts, if you're under 240 in that area, you can win the game by going all the way down, snapping it. So we have a whole list of it.
That's interesting.
So same way with two-point conversions and different things. So some people, we've had, I think it was both that, the UCLA game, there was an opportunity for us to go for two in the third quarter, okay, with about 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. And we had all made a decision. I had made a decision, but I'm not going to do that unless we're way behind and we need the 2 points. If we're up, we're not going for two till the fourth quarter. And it ended up paying off dues for us.
Because
we would have been, if we didn't get it, then you're chasing points and all that. So we talk all that out. We have times when we're going to take a safety. We have it all worked out by seconds, where we're on the field, weather. So there's a lot of things we do.
Well, what's interesting about that,
guy from South Dakota would probably have a hard time.
I know. Yeah, the math is, it's a lot of math for me, Coach. We can't be. That's why I broadcast instead of coach. But it's interesting to me, you always talk about making sure that you attend to every single detail. The fact that you're running your staff through reps then, watching a game and unfolding.
We do. And then we get every week, I have the quality control guys, what games had situations, and then I'll look at them and kind of talk it through, and then we'll pick different ones out and do that type of thing.
Good stuff. Buffalo's at 5-0, ranked number 19 in the country in the AP poll, number 18 in the coaches poll at 5-0 at USC on Saturday night. Again, our coverage gets underway at 6:30 on the Colorado Football Network. Still to come, Gary Bernardi is going to join us. Chris Bounds, tight end for the Buffaloes, will join us. We've got one more segment with Mike McIntyre. We'll talk about these Trojans when we come back at the other side. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Say hello to a new kind of checking account and wave goodbye to the monthly service charge at Bank of the West. Sign up for any deposit checking and we'll waive your monthly service charge when you make any deposit per statement. Really, any deposit at all.
To learn more about any deposit checking, go to bankofthewest.com/anydeposit. Bank of the West, the bank for a changing world. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
With Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all seven Pac-12 Network's channels. Live events.
Touchdown, Washington!
Original programming on demand.
My PM Anthony, I'm back with you in our San Francisco studios.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway...
He scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
We are all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricane Florence. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of this storm and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way is creating the United Way Hurricane Florence Recovery Fund to support local communities in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and the surrounding areas affected by Hurricane Florence. To find out how you can help those impacted by natural disasters, visit unitedway.org, unitedway.org.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Back on Buzz Prime Time here at Fate Brewing Company in Boulder. Always a great spot to swing out by before or after any CU sporting event. Our program is also brought to us by Safeway. Proud to support the University of Colorado. Part of Safeway's commitment is to support local businesses, local growers, and local schools. You love local, so does Safeway. We've got one more segment with Mike McIntyre. Gary Bernardi's going to join us, and Chris Bounds as well, as we continue with the head coach ahead of this game with USC on Saturday nights at the Coliseum. The Buffs, think of this for a second. The Buffs defense is giving up 18 points per ball game. That's puts Colorado in the top 25 in the country. You were talking this week about that number, and you being a defensive guy, you said you got to understand in this day and age, you can give up yards, but boy, if you're not giving up points, which Colorado is doing, how does a team kind of all of a sudden shut it off in the end zone, if you will, defensively?
Well, I think our guys, we're getting a lot of third down stops. We're playing good in the red zone. We're playing good defense. The way football's changed, it used to be you're going to stop them all the time, and you definitely want to do that. There's no doubt. But as a play caller, you would get frustrated. As a defense, you'd get frustrated. Right. And then that frustration would lead to big plays and guys trying to do too much. And our guys understand we're going to play as hard as we can play. We're going to do it. We understand what we're doing. And if they get down the red zone, they get down the red zone. If they stop them, we're going to try to get them out on third down. So they're playing more comfortable out there. I thought last week was a good example of that. They kept playing stout. They kept playing hard. They made some plays. The quarterbacks are so good these days. The receivers are so good. They spread you all over the field. You miss one tackle and boom, it's gone.
Yeah.
So it didn't used to be that way. There was more people in the box. There was more situations when they spread you out and different things can happen. The receivers didn't all used to be 6'4" and 6'8". It's all changed. And then you have the little quick guys and the way that it's the concepts of offense. So I think DJ and the staff, I know they've done an excellent job with it. And our guys just keep playing hard and keep pushing.
That goal line stand last week, that was huge, wasn't it?
It was huge.
And a defense, I would imagine, can grow from that.
Yeah, they can. They can definitely grow. And you tell them all the time, if it's not in the end zone yet, you still got a chance, you know. And that's so true. And, yeah. You know, we had them backed up, and they made a great throw and catch, and we ran him down and pushed him out of bounds, and then we rose. You know, they ran the ball, and they were trying to push the pile in, and we pushed the pile back, which was big. And then the next play, they run a bootleg, and our guy stays home and is self-disciplined and tackles him for a 9-yard loss. And then we blitz him, and he's hanging on. He throws it, and that guy catches the ball, and we tackle the guy, a sure tackle on the 3-yard line. And then everybody in the stadium knew they were going to throw a fade to one side or the other.
Yep.
So if you go and play cover two, then they'll just hand it off and run it inside. So the kids did a phenomenal job. Both sides were covered by a blank. You know, Chris Miller's on one side and Slim was on the other side, and it worked out really. They played it really, really well. That was a big play.
Boy, Delrick Abrams, Slim, he's coming along, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's getting better and better and better and better.
Yeah, he's been a good one. How about Chris Miller and getting finally healthy?
Yeah, finally healthy. Yeah. Played really well in the second half, and you know he's going to play a lot more this week. And our corners are all improving. You know, Dante Wickley's improving. I thought he played the guy good. I mean, that one catch the guy made, he pressed him, he was on him, the guy threw it behind him, he caught it. I mean, it was just kind of crazy how that all worked out.
Mustafa Johnson is becoming, I mean, he's got suddenness. He just flashes out there for a defensive tackle. Did you have any idea he was this kind? I know you thought he was good. Did you think he was this kind of player when you recruited him?
I thought he was going to be really good. You know, he was an athlete in high school that didn't weigh a whole lot and then gained 40 pounds in his freshman year from when he graduated after his senior season until we found him. He's great work ethic. The thing that I didn't know, I knew on junior college film that he was good. I didn't know how powerfully flexible he was. So that's what he's able to get underneath those guys. And like you're saying, he can still stay coiled and bounce out of there and go make a play. You know, so he's kind of like a running back. You get in the hole and he's doing the same thing at the D-line. And he's done really well. He has really good extension, can get the guy away from him and get off blocks. And, you know, he's not overly tall. He's 6'2", but he has arm length of like a 6'5 guy. So that enables him to have better leverage and get rid of him. And, you know, he keeps getting better and better.
Mike, looking around this room, I could tell nobody here has ever been coiled before. What exactly does that mean?
Well,
I don't think anyone here has ever been coiled.
Well, what I mean is he can be tight in there and low.
Right.
And then when he sees the ball, he can push off that guy and burst over there.
Wow.
Most guys just kind of slow off of it. That's what you're saying. You see him explode through the line.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's exactly what he's doing.
He's got suddenness, undoubtedly.
Yeah. Kind of like you did in basketball when you spring to the hoop.
I used to be really good.
Exactly.
Sometime
we'll go get the film.
Hey, speaking of somebody who's really good, I don't even know what to say to you about LaViska anymore. I mean, every week when I think, we've seen one of the great performances. I'll tell you this. You tell me if I'm wrong in this.
I think, what did you say? Who can cover that man?
I did. That's what I said in the touchdown. How do you cover that guy? I was doing a show out east this week in SEC country, so, you know, that guy thought he knew everything about football. And he asked me about LaViska, and I said this. I said, listen, I'm not going to say he's the best player in America. I just don't think there's anybody better than LaViska Shenault in the country.
Right. He is an excellent player. You know, the way Chev and Clayton Adams are using him all over the place and has been dynamic. Really, it's hard for them to key on him on defense. But you know, he can run the ball, he can catch the ball, he's blocking, he can play multiple positions, he can play outside, he can play inside. He's an exceptional player, has unbelievable hands, and he's a physical stature, and so he's playing really, really well. He'll keep doing it, and he'll keep making plays.
And he doesn't seem fazed by all of it.
No. He is extremely humble. He's just excited when a teammate scores. He's probably more excited when a teammate scores than when he scores.
Yeah.
You know, he was teasing KD, why'd you fall down the one? I wanted you to get in the end zone. He really wanted KD to score. I mean, he was like, God, KD didn't score. And then he got his other one. And I said, KD, that's nice of you for your best friend to help him score from 1 yard.
That's pretty good.
So, that's kind of how the team is. He blocks well. All those, I mean, to me, we're doing a lot of great things on offense and we're doing a lot of great things on defense. But the thing that's enabling us to have so many big plays and big runs after catch is if you really watch those receivers, they're really blocking.
Yes. Yeah,
I mean,
they are
really blocking well. And that creates a 5-yard play into a 50-yard play or a 12-yard catch, and the guy turns up and they're blocking on the backside. And the way they're blocking for the runs, it's been impressive. I haven't seen receivers block like that since I've been here, and they take it to heart. So I think because they're all catching it, and they would catch a lot of short ones, and they know they got to have got they're blocking for each other. So I think if the other guy doesn't block for them, they get on each other. So
they're
which is important. They're helping each other out. They're not selfish guys at all.
Well, and the other thing about it is with the way LaVisca is right now, and his reputation is growing, and obviously defenses are you know, well, in fact, because of his presence out there, I think he was in a slot in that fade to KD.
Yep.
That safety was kind of cheating over.
Yeah.
So that means I don't care if it's Jay or KD or Tony or Ken, other guys are going to start getting great opportunity because everyone starts sucking in on him.
Right, exactly. You know, even in the UCLA game, they started doubling him inside, so they had to take the backer kind of out of the box area.
Yeah.
And so now he's basically blocked by Viscus blocking two people for pass, and we're running the ball inside, so they have less hat in there. So, and Steven can see all that now. And so he's getting into the right call, or Chef sees it upstairs and gets it in the right call. So those type of things are making a difference in our run game also.
I don't doubt it. All right, tell us about this USC team. My guess is they've got a lot of athletes.
Oh, wow.
Always, right?
Yeah, they've got speed. They've got athleticism. You know, they're a little bit younger team, but they're very, very talented. You know, defensively, you know, their middle linebacker is a phenomenal player. He seems like he's been there for 10 years.
Yeah.
And 35, he's an excellent player.
Porter Augusta.
And then their outside guy, 45, thanks Porter, 35 is Cam. Is that correct?
I think that's right.
Yes, and he...
I haven't memorized the numbers yet, Mike. We still got 2 days till we go to the game. Cameron Smith.
Cameron Smith. And so they're really good players. And offensively, their line is really athletic. And their tailbacks can fly. They got big, tall receivers like everybody does. And he's they're a good football team. And they're kind of... The quarterback can make all the throws, and he's kind of just coming into his own. So they'll be better than they have been, and they've had a week underneath their belt, but our guys are excited to go play, and I think it's going to be a heck of a Pac-12 football game, and hope we're cheering on the way back on the airplane.
Well, I like that. I like the sound. I think we get extra Dove bars if we do.
Yeah, so I sure hope so.
You know the history of Colorado and USC.
Yeah.
And you've been a little bit a part of that, not a long part of that. Does a team ever even think of it? Is that even a factor for anything when you walk out on the field?
No, they hear it all the time, so you don't want to make it a factor.
Right.
But it's a 2018 team against a 2018 team of USC, and that's all that matters. And it's going to be a great football game. They've got great players. We've got great players. It's going to be an exciting atmosphere, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
I asked this question based on this. Here you are sitting at 5-0. You're in top 20 in the country. Does this team still have a chip on its shoulder a little bit in terms of, well, there's that phraseology we hear from you guys all the time, nothing to say, a lot to prove. And I say that because, you know, around the country, I don't know if anybody's still saying, you know, Colorado's in the middle of the mix of this whole thing. Does this team still play with a little bit of an edge and attitude?
Yeah, I definitely believe they do. Mm-hmm. Nobody really totally believes in us yet.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. As long as you believe in yourself, it's all that matters. And those guys in that locker room and the guys that don't even get to travel with us that are redshirting or haven't made the travel squad that help us in practice that are such a critical role, all those guys believe that we can be whatever we want to be. So that's the key.
I like it. Hey, before we let you go, Chris Bounds is going to come up here.
Yep.
And I know that the tight ends haven't got a lot of action, but they're an important part of what you're doing offensively. Give us a comment about Chris.
Oh, yeah. Chris is a great young man from Chaminade High School. He's done a lot of great things for us. I'll tell you, last week in the game on that last drive, he made some phenomenal blocks and did some super things. I really appreciate what Chris does. And he's a really good athlete. And he's been a lot of fun coaching Chris over these years, and I love being around the guy.
I like it. All right, let's get a win on Saturday.
Let's do it.
All right, Mike McIntyre here in the Buffaloes have got the Trojans of Southern Cal at the Coliseum at 8:40 Mountain Time. So we'll kick that one off. We'll hit the air at 6:30 with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show. Another quick timeout from here at Fate Brewing Company. Gary Bernardi, tight end coach for the Buffs, will join us next. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Fate Brewing Company at 1638 Street in Boulder is your home for Colorado Buffaloes football. Join us during the new day and time Thursdays at 1230 for the taping of Buffs Prime Time with Coach Mike McIntyre. Start your game day off right with Fate Brewing Company's food and drink specials. Fate Brewing Company and CU football are ready to get it on. Check out FateBrewingCompany.com for more details.
Conoco is a very proud sponsor of the University of Colorado's football team. Because we're big fans of the CU student body, faculty, fans, lawn, nearby mountains, food, sidewalks, buffalo, buffalo wranglers, Ralphie the buffalo mascot, the buffalo logo, buffalo-themed shirts, buffalo-themed jackets, buffalo-themed pajamas, buffalo nickname, buffalo cheers, buffalo alumni, buffalo parents, and the word buffalo. So basically what we're saying is Conoco is an extremely, deeply proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes. Go Buffs! Conoco. Choose go.
I'm Mike McIntyre, the University of Colorado's football coach. And here at Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder, they take a lot of pride in our community, from our scenic location to our local sports teams, which is why they are proud official sponsors of the University of Colorado Athletics. Every time our Buffs score a touchdown, they'll be there. And every time Buffalo alumni, students, and faculty, or Boulder County community members need a new vehicle, they'll get an employee pricing, because Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder supports the community that supports them. Driven by you.
Hi, I'm Christina Randall, the 2018 Colorado Teacher of the Year. I have the most exciting, rewarding career. I am a teacher, where every day I'm giving back to my community and making a real difference in the lives of my students. Are you ready to be a positive role model for kids and have a direct impact on the future? Change a life, change the world. Start your journey to an exciting career in education.
Brought to you by CEA, so every student thrives.
It's game time rewards at Safeway, so listen up. Earn double reward points for gas or groceries and score big. Pay attention to the game plan, because you could win $1,000, a trip to the College Football National Championship game, a premium tailgating trailer, a $10,000 scholarship, and more. Look for participating tags throughout the store. Go to getinthegamerewards.com to earn more and see game rules. Safeway, get in the game.
CU Sports Medicine and Performance Center offers world-class medicine, physical therapy, MRI, and sports science to athletes and active people of all ages and abilities. Located in Boulder next to Folsom Field, the center brings together leading providers, therapists, and exercise specialists from the CU School of Medicine and Boulder Community Health. We offer sports medicine, physical therapy, and sports performance services to help optimize the athlete in you. For more information, visit the website at CUSportsMedCenter.com.
Back once again on Buffs Prime Time here at Fate Brewing Company in Boulder. Always a great spot to come on by before or after any CU sporting event. Come out and see us on Thursdays. We go live to tape with the coaches' show, Buffs Prime Time, from 12:30 to 1:30. It airs at 7 o'clock that night in the Colorado Football Network. Buffs 5-0, number 19 of the country, on the road against USC this week. Gary Bernardi joining us here, tight ends coach for the Colorado Buffaloes. We're just talking. You've been around this game a long time. When you're winning like this, man, it's the coffee tastes better, the food's but you're better looking. Everything's good when the team's winning, right?
Yeah, I don't know about that last comment, but you know, those birthday candles keep adding up. But yeah, it's, you know, we all, I mean, that's why we compete. That's why we like the game, and that's why you keep coaching, and players play, and coaches coach, and player and fans cheer. Yeah. Everybody likes to win.
Yeah. Tell me what you see from this team. But did you sense something? Did you get a feel during fall camp? Kind of give me some observations.
Well, I think that, you know, every team is different, and I think this team, and it's part of the growing of a program, and every year is a mature team. And I gave an example to the players today that I think's a real, nobody sees it, it doesn't appear in the paper, but it's something that they know in terms of it's a more mature team. And they have done a great job in the offseason and in preparation. And I'll tell you this, right, is Mac is judged on wins and losses. I understand that, and we all do. But the job that he has done with this team from January to August is incredible. Mm. And that's when a team is built and a foundation is laid. And I think he's done a great job in terms of that. And I know we all look at these Saturdays and we're doing good and there's going to be ups and downs as we continue on. But the foundation that was laid in January, February, March, April, May was outstanding.
Gary, I've said, having done this now for 30-some years, I'm always fascinated by chemistry and team personality. What do you think you've learned over the course of time about how that's affected in a positive way? And I guess that's what you're talking about, what Mac did with his team during the offseason.
Mm-hmm. If you do not have good leadership and if you do not have chemistry, you are not going to win.
Right.
And that is the way it is. And people don't understand that, but that's the way it is. And in 30, here's an interesting story. I was at a clinic, and I know Urban Meyer, and we were talking, and he did a talk. And he said how hard it is to get all the ducks in line, players, coaches, wives, auxiliary people, everybody going in the right direction. And he looked over, he says, Gary, you've done this for 35, 40 years. How many times has it all gone perfect? A perfect year. And I said, damn, Irvin. I said, maybe 7-8 times.
Right.
So there's a lot, it takes a lot of hard work and everything to go right to have a great season. And we're off to a good start, and we got to play game 6.
You know, not that we're going to keep quoting Ohio State coaches here, but Jim Tressel and I were chatting years ago, and he had not only at Ohio State did he have great success, but at Youngstown where he had great success and won multiple national championships. And I was asking about the current team that he had at that time, and he said, you know, Mark, he said, I've had better teams that have won, that did not win championships than won championships. And he was kind of referring to the same stuff you're talking about how everything kind of falls in. You've got to be prepared. You got to have attention to detail. You've got to be good. And he said, you got to be lucky in large part as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, your mic fell down there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. All those things are to come about, you know, and we've done, the kids have done a really good job, and they got to continue. And that's part of the equation. Can they sustain and keep going and keep preparing? And it's hard. This is a little tough stretch. We got two road games that are tough games and takes a lot of preparation. Okay, but we're a more mature team, and we should be able to do that. Right. That's what our expectations are.
Yeah. How about your tight ends? Tell me about how they've been performing so far.
Well, they do a good job. They do a good job in practice, and they do a good job on the field. And we've talked about this before. And generally, I've even gotten emails this year, you know. But I don't base it on numbers of catches. Right. I base it on productivity. Do they work hard? Do they do what's asked of them? And they do that. And they work hard all the time. I give them all kinds of little assignments all the time. They do them thoroughly. They're on time. They work hard. And they're never on lists. They're accountable. They're reliable. They're dependable. What else do you want?
Yeah.
Oh, so they caught 4 balls? Does that mean they're having a great year? Better than what they're doing? They're doing everything asked of them. That's what's most important.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got those emails I've been sending you about camping at the bowl. now, the tight end position in this offense is a little bit of a, should we say, incognito position. You're not getting a lot of attention out there.
Right.
Right? So you've got to have guys that are selfless in their approach to this thing.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But that's the way I look at it. And I don't give them any sympathy. I mean, you line up and play and do what you're asked to do.
Right.
You know, coaches coach, players play.
There you go.
You know what? This is kind of an old-fashioned thing, and we kind of lose this in the days here of entitlement. Mm-hmm. But it used to be that you would tell the players, it's your job to make me happy. It's not my job to make you happy. It's your job to make me happy.
Yeah.
And fortunately, the guys that I work with have appreciate that in their own way.
You try that at home. How does that work with your wife at home?
Well, she's just gone for 12 days to see my grandkids, so it's working great for her.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
Hey, a comment about Chris Bounds and what he's meant. Mike was just talking about him making some huge blocks In that last quarter of that ball game, that last drive against ASU?
I think it actually in the last two ball games against UCLA and in the Arizona State game, in the fourth quarter, in a crunch time situations, they've had to do some things that have been very pivotal in the success of the team, and it's been great.
Yeah. He's been good. How about Brady Russell? How's he coming along?
Brady's done I have no complaints. He's done a really good job. You know, he came here as a walk-on. He's from the state of Colorado. He has a lot of pride. He is very disciplined in trying to do everything correct and improve, and he's a good student of the game. He has done a really good job. And, you know, we got, before the season started, Jared Pobloski, who came on last year and did a really nice job, hurt his shoulder, so that kind of set things back. And we've had a kind of makeshift, a couple personnel situations that really haven't come where we needed it on the game day, but we're prepared to if it happens to.
Right.
But, you know, and Darion Jones has done a great job. And the key is, are guys preparing? You know, you might play X amount of downs one week and X amount the next week, but are you preparing? And that's what's hard, and that's part of being mature, because you got to prepare.
Yeah. Give us a thought about this game on Saturday night. You've been around this league in college football a long time. You know they're going to have some athletes out there, and you know what it's like to go to the Coliseum and play in a ball game. And you know, the longer this goes on, sitting at 5-0, you know, the stakes continue to rise each and every week.
That's something I talked to the players about this morning also. And, you know, they have a great tradition there, and they've had a lot of success. I enjoyed my years there. And they have high expectations. Let's not forget that. They have high expectations. They're coming off a bye week. And I would expect that it's going to be a four-quarter game and that they're going to play well. But I'm expecting to win, and I think our players expect to play well. And so I would be disappointed if they didn't play, if the team from Southern California didn't play well.
Right. Yeah, without question.
Yeah.
This, a little bit about kind of the attitude that this team carries, though, that we were talking with Coach McIntyre about. It's a quiet confidence, a relaxed confidence this group plays with, isn't it?
Very much so. It's not a cocky confidence. They go about their business, and I talked to them this morning. I said, today's Thursday. We've done a really good job on Thursday. It should be a perfect Thursday. And, you know, I come from a little bit of a background where come down on Friday by Friday and I don't want to see the white of your teeth, you know, and you don't quite have that, you know, a kind of a regime, and the kids are fine, and they know a little bit more about a time and place, and they can laugh a little bit. And when the ball snapped, and they're going to practice and what it means.
Over the course of your coaching career, how many of you guys have you seen from a physicality standpoint that are like Laviska Shenault?
Whew, man, the guy's a good player now. He is really good. And, you know, when I was at FC, we had Johnny Morton, Curtis Conway. It was pretty good. Twosome, you know, and Travis Hanna, but they're different athletes. They didn't have his physicality. J.J. Stokes, he was 6'5", and he was a game changer. But this guy's, the burst is incredible. And he's a humble, good young man.
Yeah. Yes, he is. A lot of fun to watch. We're lucky to have him, and lucky that he's wearing black and gold. Well, good luck on Saturday night.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
I always appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.
That's Gary Bernardi, tight end coach for the Colorado Buffaloes. The aforementioned Chris Bounds, tight end for the Buffs, is going to join us here at Fate Brewing Company. It's Buffs Prime Time. Back with our player segment next. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Oh, hi. You up for a refreshing break from your day with bubbly sparkling water? 8 flavors, no calories, no sweeteners, all smiles.
Popping like the top off a bottle and I ain't stopping yet.
It's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't sparkling water. Crack a smile.
There's a new season on Pac-12 Network. The slate's been wiped clean, and only you can dictate what happens next. What happens next is when it starts to count. So make it count. This is next level. This is happening. This is your destiny, and there's no avoiding it. Expectations don't matter. Reputation doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is what comes next. Watch on Pac-12 Networks.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Pac-12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Pac-12 Radio from experts like Ryan Leaf and Guy Haberman, as well as live play-by-play. So cheer along in your car, online, or on the SiriusXM app, or try us out for free with a streaming trial subscription and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free streaming trial at SiriusXM.com/Pac-12SXM.
Say hello to a new kind of checking account and wave goodbye to the monthly service charge at Bank of the West. Sign up for any deposit checking and we'll waive your monthly service charge when you make any deposit per statement. Really, any deposit at all.
To learn more about any deposit checking, go to bankofthewest.com/anydeposit. Bank of the West, the bank for a changing world. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
We are all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricane Florence. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of this storm and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way is creating the United Way Hurricane Florence Recovery Fund to support local communities in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and the surrounding areas affected by Hurricane Florence. To find out how you can help those impacted by natural disasters, visit UnitedWay.org. UnitedWay.org.
Back one final time on Buzz Prime Time here at Fate Brewing Company. Come on by and see us every Thursday from 12:30 to 1:30. We go live to tape. Show airs 7 o'clock Thursday nights on the Colorado Football Network. Buffaloes 5-0 in the season at USC on Saturday night. And a junior, Chris Bounds, joining us here. Tight end for the Colorado Buffaloes. He and the Buffs got the Trojans at the Coliseum. This has got to be fun, right? I mean, we're kind of joking with Coach Bernardi there about winning and, 5-0 and team attention and sellout crowd last week. You guys are having a good time.
Oh, absolutely. Having a blast out there. Yeah. You know, you go into Folsom with a packed house against
isn't that awesome?
A great team like ASU. Last week, it was a blast. So much fun.
Was that game as physical as it appeared?
Oh, absolutely.
Was it?
Yeah, the big guys inside, definitely, and they were moving a lot. Had me on my toes a little bit. You know, I had to think a little bit before hitting somebody because they're all moving around.
On your toes is fine. On your backside, you never want to be, right?
No, never.
When you're tied in, yeah, that's exactly right. The way that you guys controlled, and I say you guys, thinking about what the tight ends did along with that offensive line, running the football late in that game. I mean, you guys ate up 12 and a half minutes of the fourth quarter. When you're walking off the field after something like that, you know, being offensive linemen, tight ends, you're feeling pretty good about life, aren't you?
Oh, if you saw me on film, I ripped my helmet off. I was real excited. <you
know? laughs> I bet.
Oh, yeah, 7.5-minute drive, you know, to kill out the entire clock. It was incredible.
Can you, late in a ball game, when you know, we always talk about Folsom fast, so you keep the tempo up, and you're keeping pressure on that defensive front all game long, can you sense in the second half that maybe you're kind of taking the will out of that group?
Definitely. They start off coming in, you know, real hot. You know, they're going to try to pop you in the mouth at the beginning, and then once they start getting run down that second half, you can tell that they're going to start, you know, messing up and, you know, getting in the wrong gap, and you
sure
can move them out of the way a lot easier.
Yeah. I once heard an offensive lineman say that he said, "I play every down till the echo of the whistle, because by the second half, that guy I'm across from is so tired of dealing with me that it starts to wear on him." I mean, is there truth in that?
Absolutely. There's 100% truth in that.
Yeah.
I played defense all of high school, and I played in a pretty good league, too. And as a defensive lineman, even I was getting run down in high school after a long time, after a long game like that.
So at some point, you're like, just stop. I just don't want to do this anymore, right? That's good stuff. Can you tell the elevation affects teams, though?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And you hear that little warning right at the beginning of the game. If I was the other team, I'd be freaking out. I'd be losing my mind a little bit.
Have you ever had a guy say something during a game like, "Holy crap, I can't breathe"?
All the time.
Really?
All the time. Yeah. Especially after a touchdown, we're in the field goal set, and they're all, you know, breathing.
Now, I suppose this would be fine sportsmanship-wise. If you know, after the kick goes, you lean him and go, "Sorry about that. It's only going to get worse, by the way." Right?
Yeah, I mean, I try to look at him and I just kind of laugh and walk off.
That's good stuff. Yeah. That's good stuff. When did you have a sense, being on this team, a member of the roster, that maybe this team had something to it?
I think in the spring, when we really started to come together in the spring, because we had our strength staff just drilling us every day, and we're, you know, having all those hard runs in the summer, especially, definitely brought us all together.
Yeah.
And once you get that unity, those runs start getting easier, and people start passing those times a little bit more, and I think that you saw that towards the end of summer, definitely.
I mentioned here a while ago, I talked with Nick Fisher for pregame this week, and I was asking about, because every one of you guys at some point will use the term brotherhood when talking about this team. That there's just a unity.
Absolutely.
Right? And you know, he was talking about hanging out with offensive linemen and, you know, hanging out with different positions and stuff that you don't do, because nobody kind of stick with your guys that you're with all the time. Did what Coach Mack did or tried to do during the offseason, did that at least aid it? Now, you guys have got to take that and then run with it ultimately. But did it kind of get the ball rolling, do you think?
I think it did.
Yeah,
definitely. He's stressing, you know, bringing us all together. Mm-hmm. And we're together literally all the time, every morning, every day, throughout the entire offseason.
Yeah.
So, you know, we definitely worked together to come together, and it ended up working out real well. I think he definitely got the ball rolling.
All right. No, don't pay attention to those people. What can I do to help you get the football? What can I do?
You never know when my number is going to be called. Just be ready for it.
Well, last year you had, what, two touchdowns, right?
Yeah, two touchdowns against U of A. I was ready, and I didn't have many after that, but I'm always ready.
See, here's the thing. I'm a fly fisherman, and they always talk about the tug is the drug, right? When the fish hits the line, you want more of that. Mm-hmm. I would imagine you get to the end zone, you probably want to do that again, don't
definitely
you?
Definitely do, but, you know, you got to be a team player, and as tight ends, we definitely like helping out the team more than
sure.
we care about ourselves.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. Well, still, I'll talk to Chef and see what I can do.
All right, you know, I appreciate that.
It's a big ball game coming up on Saturday night. You guys, a good week of practice, good intensity?
I think so, yeah. Definitely Tuesday practice was big time outside, and we were having a lot of fun, you know, in the cold, jumping around in the rain.
Okay, now you're not telling the truth. No, nobody was having fun running around in the snow.
I mean, it was cold, but, I mean, that Folsom fast period was definitely very physical.
This team, what is it about when Mike talks about it's focused yet relaxed? Where does that come from?
I can tell you. I mean, I'm always in my own mind. You know, when I'm studying my stuff and what the defensive line or what the secondary is going to be doing the entire game, I'm in my own head. I'm focusing on myself and what I need to do to help the team, and that's my stance every week.
Now, you guys don't huddle that much, but what's Steven Montez like in a huddle?
Well, if we're winning, it's hilarious. But
well, that's all you know this season's winning, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, do your best to keep it up on Saturday night, okay?
All right.
All right. That's Chris Bounds, tight end for the Colorado Buffaloes. He and the Buffs have got USC at the Coliseum on Saturday. Again, our pregame gets underway at 6:30. The kickoff between the Buffs and the Trojans in Los Angeles at 8:40 Mountain Time. As we wrap it up here at Fate Brewing Company, this is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Christina Randall, the 2018 Colorado Teacher of the Year. I have the most exciting, rewarding career. I am a teacher, where every day I'm giving back to my community and making a real difference in the lives of my students. Are you ready to be a positive role model for kids and have a direct impact on the future? Change a life, change the world. Start your journey to an exciting career in education.
Brought to you by CEA. So every student thrives.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. For over 10 years, we've been the proud sponsor of the CU Buffs. Safeway is honored to not only be a part of this great organization, but also we take pride in our commitment to the players and the fans. Join Safeway in support of the University of Colorado, and let's have a winning season. Go Buffs!
Conoco is a very proud sponsor of the University of Colorado's football team. Because we're big fans of the CU student body, faculty, fans, lawn, nearby mountains, food, sidewalks, buffalo, buffalo wranglers, Ralphie the buffalo mascot, the buffalo logo, buffalo-themed shirts, buffalo-themed jackets, buffalo-themed pajamas, buffalo nickname, buffalo cheers, buffalo alumni, buffalo parents, and the word buffalo. So basically what we're saying is Conoco is an extremely deeply proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes. Go Buffs! Conoco. Choose go.
I'm Mike McIntyre, the University of Colorado's football coach. And here at Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder, they take a lot of pride in our community, from our scenic location to our local sports teams, which is why they are proud official sponsors of the University of Colorado Athletics. Every time our Buffs score a touchdown, they'll be there. And every time Buffalo alumni, students, and faculty, or Boulder County community members need a new vehicle, they'll get an employee pricing, because Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder supports the community that supports them. Driven by you.
Say hello to a new kind of checking account and wave goodbye to the monthly service charge at Bank of the West. Sign up for any deposit checking and we'll waive your monthly service charge when you make any deposit per statement. Really, any deposit at all.
To learn more about any deposit checking, go to bankofthewest.com/anydeposit. Bank of the West, the bank for a changing world. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fate Brewing Company at 1638 Street in Boulder is your home for Colorado Buffaloes football. Join us during the new day and time Thursdays at 1230 for the taping of Buffs Prime Time with Coach Mike McIntyre. Start your game day off right with Fate Brewing Company's food and drink specials. Fate Brewing Company and CU football are ready to get it on. Check out FateBrewingCompany.com for more details.
Live at Fate Brewing Company in Boulder, Buffs Prime Time with Mike McIntyre has been brought to you by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Buffalo Sports Network.